Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about yourselves. How in the world did you find Fairhope? Where did you come from? I know that's two probably long stories, but first of all, where are you guys originally from?
Yeah, so we've been here for about a year and a half, a little over. And I actually grew up in Pensacola.
Okay.
And so I'm kind of a local boy, not that far away. Went to the University of South Alabama. And knew the area pretty well. I have family that lives in the area, my brother and sister-in-law.
Okay.
And they've lived here for 30 years, raised a family here and everything. So we've been here several times. It was just a matter of this time we came and for a visit. I really didn't have the intention of buying the mill and everything, but it turned out it was a great opportunity, and we decided to move forward with it.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. And Cheryl?
It is. So I'm from, I'm a military brat, so all over, but spent most of my years in Virginia, Northern Virginia.
Okay.
And just, you know, our jobs took us all over the place. We ended up here visiting and just fell in love, I think, like most people do, right?
How can you not fall in love with Fairhope?
Exactly. And so bought a house and the mill at the same time.
Wow, that is a big commitment.
It is, but we love it. Love it.
So what exactly attracted you guys about the mill? I mean, it's quite an evolving concept. It was started, gosh, how long ago now was the mill? I'm not sure, but Mack Walcott was the original. You know, they converted it into the windmill market, and then it turned into the mill, and now you guys are, I believe, the third owner. So what attracted you to that opportunity?
Yeah, it's a great concept, this whole idea behind food halls, where they go into communities and they typically pick old established areas, mm-hmm. whether it be a church or a bank or, in our case, an old Chevrolet dealership from the 1930s.
That's right.
And convert it into food hall concept where it has local cuisine primarily, not really chain restaurants. It's more of a local type of food, a variety of food, and it gives people an opportunity to come in and everybody can kind of eat what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And typically they're larger facilities like this one is. The reason we ended up here is my brother's crazy about Mary Ann's sandwiches.
I love Mary Ann's and the chicken salad. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, if we ever
Mary
came
Ann's
here,
is a
we
classic.
Had to get the Fairhope.
Yes.
Or the Shirley. And we would come in, and he would bring me in, and we would always get a sandwich. And we were in there, and Bob, the owner and chef, came over and talked to us and said, hey, did you see the place, you know, has gone up for sale? And that's actually how it all started.
Wow.
We started talking about it and looking into it at that point, brought Cheryl, and we ate there a couple times. But I guess if the short answer would be for Mary Ann's sandwiches.
Yeah, basically.
You just wanted to make sure that Mary Ann's continued.
Yes, exactly.
Wow, we have a lot to thank you guys for. I have to say that. So I know that y'all did make some changes. Y'all have been the owners now for about 18 months, which is just fantastic. What are some of the challenges? Let's go ahead and talk about that first, that you kind of experienced through your first year of ownership.
Well, I think in the beginning, most of our friends and family thought we were crazy because we were in the middle
of
a pandemic,
do.
You know, buying a place that had restaurants and a bar. And at that time, we really didn't know what was going to happen with the pandemic of things. If people were going to come back out, you know, there was still a lot of constraints on masks and all those kind of things. But we saw the opportunity that, boy, this is a great concept. Fairhope is growing. As people learn to do remote working, more and more people are going to want to come to locations like this, and of course they have. And with the community kind of growing the way it was, this kind of food concept, this kind of place to go, would be just a wonderful opportunity for us to help make that happen here in Fairhope.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So some of the challenges were first trying to overcome that and making sure people get back into the business, and then getting a third kitchen in because there was a hole there for a little bit.
Right.
And so we're doing that and evolving, and that'll lead us to our new kitchen that's coming in.
Absolutely. So y'all have been for the businesses, or let's see, not business, the restaurants that have been there the longest have been Mary Ann's.
Mm-hmm.
That has been a staple there for maybe since it opened, but some time.
It's about 14 or 15 years they've been there. They were there before they closed it in.
Wow.
When Mac had it, and they actually built a fence around it, and he was the first restaurant in there. And of course, they have been in Fairhope for over 30 years.
Right. Yes, that's amazing. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so you also have had the Ox Kitchen, And there's some pretty big news there. I would say the Ox Kitchen is your first real example of a business coming in, getting started, getting their feet underneath them, and now they're expanding. So tell us about that.
Yeah, it's really exciting. What the concept is behind that whole food hall is people that want to kind of migrate from a food truck, or they have a concept or a local idea, can move to a brick and mortar kind of place, mm-hmm. and they can try that out, and people know where to come to get their kind of food, and they can kind of work on what that food is. And I think in Ox Kitchen's case, you know, he had built quite a following,
right,
and had been there for, I guess, going on six, seven years. Mm-hmm. And had always wanted to expand and grow a little bigger, and had an opportunity up on Highway 98 to do so. And that is the idea. If somebody can grow their business, build some clientele, and be able to branch out and start their own, this is a great stepping stone to do that without having to own a whole restaurant right off the bat.
Yeah, that is a great concept. And what a great community service that you guys are providing to some of our restaurateur entrepreneurs here in Fairhope. So you guys have some new people that have come in, Delta Soul. They are phenomenal. I've tried several of their different dishes. Tell me a little bit more about those guys.
Go ahead.
Oh, good. Do I get to talk? That's okay. We talk over each other anyways. Delta Soul, great. So they're the chef from that owns that kitchen. He has a concept from the Mississippi. He grew up in that area. He's got three sisters, and he learned how to cook from family as well as being officially trained right down in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And so his concept with the soul food was just a great complement to what we were looking for, to have a good mix within the mill. So he's doing great. The new concept that is coming in is going to be something called Fairhope Burger Company.
I'm very excited about that. I love a good burger, and I have honestly found it's a little difficult to find just a good cheeseburger in Fairhope. We've got lots of interesting food here, but not a lot of just good cheeseburgers. So,
well, we will now.
Yay, I'm excited.
So that'll be good.
And then dessert-wise, you can also, you know, touch on your sweet tooth.
Exactly, with L&J. So they came out, their main places in Mobile. And so they wanted to branch out and kind of feel themselves out and how they can expand their business some without, again, with this concept, without, you know, having to do a brick and mortar. So they've been doing fantastic with their cookies coming in there. They're adding more to their menu as well. They're bringing in some of their snack cakes and their ice cream sandwiches. Ooh, and things like that. So
that'd be great for summer.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And now I know y'all have a full bar as well. Now, do you guys run the bar? Because that is called the Mill Bar, right?
That's right.
Yeah. At first, when we took it over, the liquor license was for wine and beer.
Okay.
And Elizabeth and Wells had that establishment there, but we realized they really need to have the full complement of all the liquors and spirits. And so we had gotten that license. It probably took us another 6 months, 8 months to get it. So now we have offerings of everything.
Okay.
And that's what people want. They want to be able to bring in, everybody wants to drink what they want and eat what they want. And so this gives them the opportunity to do it. And I think it did expand it. In the process of doing that, we had to get somebody who really knew what they were doing in the bar business, because that's not our background.
Right.
We both come from defense industry, big business, you know, traveling all over the country. So we hired Candy Holloway, that was kind of brought in to be our general manager as well as to run the bar. And she was managing, Ralph and Cuco's up on mm-hmm. the Causeway.
Yeah, okay.
And wanted to come closer to home. They live here in Fairhope. And so she was willing to come down and set us up. And she's a fantastic bartender and runs the place very well.
That's fantastic. So what are your guys' hours? I know your lunchtime is always a big hit, but y'all are open. And real fast, for anybody that may be joining us late, this is the Foodie Friday show, and this is Elodie, and I'm here with Kirk and Cheryl Dye. They're the owners of the Mill. And fill us in, if someone wants to come to the Mill and try out one of the delicious restaurants that are there, what are the best hours for them to come?
So the hours are for lunch, 11 to 3. And then on the evening hours, Thursday, open till 8. And Friday and Saturday until 9. And not all the restaurants are open in the evenings. As a matter of fact, the only one that is not open right now is Mary Ann's, their primary lunch.
Okay.
But the other two restaurants and the Cookie Girls will also stay open in the evenings.
Oh, great. So what about Sundays? Are y'all open on Sundays as
yes.
well?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Every day for lunch.
Fantastic. That's great to know. I wasn't aware of that. So after church on Sundays, you can pop over to the mill for lunch. That's great. And I know y'all have something else that y'all have been working on and trying to promote a little bit more, and that's going to be your private events. So tell me more, because it's not just a food hall. It's a food hall and event space. So how does that work? And if I wanted to have a private event there, what could I expect?
So this has been an evolution. It's our space is so big, and we can move things around and make it into something very special for events. So we've had several events there so far. One big one was Fairhope High School 1981 reunion.
Ooh,
and it was fabulous. I mean, we really transformed the space and they loved it. We have other reunions booked. Mm-hmm. And we can also do rehearsal dinners, because our chefs are so good that we have there. We can transform the space to be, you know, white tablecloth, fancy. We can move things around, you know, bring in candles and things like that and make it fancy or casual. And I guess just the versatility and the flexibility of the space, both indoors and outdoors.
Absolutely.
We can have music. We're in the entertainment district of Fairhope, right there in the heart of Fairhope. So the location is fantastic for an event. So
I know I actually had two events there last year, and I'm looking forward. You guys are going to host us again for the awards party for Fairhope Restaurant Week, which is coming up in April 18th through the 24th.
That's right.
So that was a lot of fun. That event we hosted, I believe, primarily outside on the patio. We had a band, and That was really great.
It's people can move around, you know, both indoors and outdoors. So yes. It's nice.
It's been good for large meetings too. Like the National Charity League has held several meetings there, and they can do events and lay out things and actually bag up, you know, some of the charity events. We've also had large soccer clubs come in and do things. We have large screen TVs that we can hook up and actually play material through, so that they could give presentations on what they were doing and where they're going in the future, you know, and have groups of, you know, 150 people that can come in and see that. And we have a speaker system so that they can talk, and it's just a large open space. That's and like you said, centrally located.
And that's great. And also your price wise, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, you guys are very reasonable on the price wise.
Right.
Yes, your location, you guys are right there on the corner of Bancroft and Equality.
Yes.
Right across from McSherry's. So
yes.
That just is a landmark that a lot of people know. So,
yeah McSherry's and Sobel across the other side too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's a good location, kind of right off the beat of parade routes. Mardi Gras parade routes, you know, the Arts and Craft Festival. Everything's kind of right there in that area, and this gives you a place that you can drop off. You can have lunch before you go. You can have dinner afterwards, and it just gives you a very open, large location for people to be able to meet and get something to eat. And a lot of people will gather there. You know, after church, you'll have people come in from different sides, and then they'll all eat there together. And so it gives them a good place to go.
That's great. I mean, it's a great concept. So what do you guys have planned for Art Walk tonight?
So for tonight, we're still in the transition business.
Okay. Evolution. Yes, the evolution.
So unfortunately, tonight we've got Delta Soul is still open.
Okay.
Tonight, but we're in the process of transferring them from their location to the front of the building and then setting up the Fairhope Burger Company behind them.
Right, because we have a really big weekend coming up that I know y'all want to have all of that done for.
Exactly.
Right. That's going to be Arts and Crafts Festival.
Exactly. Yeah,
so you'll have a full house for Arts and Crafts. The Burger Company will be, Fairhope Burger will be up and running. Delta Soul will be up and running. L&J's will be there. Mary Ann's, as well as Delta Soul.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, and so that's kind of our focus right now, making sure that we're ready, because we only have a couple weeks. That's coming fast.
Yes, it is.
And so we're in the middle of our transition right now of getting the kitchens moved. Ox Kitchen just moved out in the last day or two.
Yeah.
And so they're getting set up on 98, and we're excited about getting Ox Kitchens up and running here before Arts and Crafts Festival. Yeah.
Well, I certainly admire you guys. I definitely understand what it's like to take on a new business during a pandemic. My family also thought that I was crazy because I started the magazine Fair Up Living during a pandemic and went to print about the same time that you guys purchased the mill. And we almost celebrated our one-year anniversary. So I feel very close to you guys in that way, that y'all made it through the first year. I did as well. And I was really excited to take y'all on as advertisers and business partners right around that mark.
Right. I think that was good. You're one of the first people we met.
Oh, really?
Which is, coming in, to Fairhope. And it was good.
That's
great. It was a good meeting that we had when we first talked, too.
That's why I'm glad to know that. I just want to make sure everybody really feels welcome in this town. We have such a great town.
It's crazy. That's kind of the reason we did what we did, is the people. It's amazing the friends that we've made, because we were there, and the closeness now that we have with them and the activities that have brought us together. And so Fairhope, the reason so many people are coming is because of the charm and the welcoming attitude and the type of people that we have. And we feel very lucky and fortunate, to be part of the community.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that, and glad that I was, a part of making you guys feel welcome here. What kind of plans do y'all have for the future? Do you kind of see staying the way that it is, or do y'all have long-term plans for expansion, or just kind of continue? Fill me in on that.
I think, the concept's working. I think it's unusual for Fairhopians. They've been coming in, and they kind of have that look of, what is this, if they haven't been in there before?
Mm-hmm.
That whole concept of a food hall and multiple places to eat, and you go order at the window, and then you sit anywhere you want, and you get a drink, and you can drink anywhere you want. And so I think as people understand that a little bit better, the business will grow even more. We have a good lunch business because a lot of local businesses come eat there because it's a quick place to get in and out of and get some food and get back to work. As we grow the evening business, that's kind of the challenge. And as Fairhope grows, we find our business grows. So when there's activities taking place in Fairhope, we have a great evening business. When there's nothing going on in Fairhope in the evening, things slow down a little bit.
Absolutely.
And it's really harder for those businesses to all stay open. So I hope as we, can grow the business, and as our vendors and our tenants can do well, we can grow more into an evening business. And that's where we want to get focused, either with the venue, you mentioned earlier, or, just staying open later because there's more people around wanting to have dinner.
All right.
Right.
So let's recap. So tell me again, you guys have four restaurants there, plus the bar. So home of Marianne's Deli, L&J's Cookies and Treats, Delta Soul, and the new Fairhope Burger Company, as well as the mill, right? Did I capture all
of those?
That's
it. Well done.
And I believe you guys are located right at 85 North Bancroft. And Cheryl, fill me in on your hours again.
So open every day for lunch 11 to 3, and then the evenings on Thursday till 8, and Friday and Saturday till 9.
Excellent. And how often do you have live music?
Oh, we've been back and forth on that. So we've got to get the live music back up on Fridays. We kind of slowed it down.
Sure.
So that's something we've got to get back on our schedule because people loved it.
Absolutely, especially with that nice outside courtyard.
Exactly. So we're getting that back on schedule probably after Arts and Crafts.
Okay.
Once we make it through Arts and Crafts.
And we don't really want to compete with Live at 5 because they're only two blocks down the road.
Right.
So on Friday nights when there's a Live at 5 concert, we're probably not going to have music on those nights. Maybe on the other Friday nights, and even expanding maybe to Saturday and Sunday afternoon. I know back in the, Windmill Market days, they used to have some afternoon activities. And so we're looking at bringing some of that back, especially as we move into the summertime.
Yeah, especially for kids? Now, I know, do you guys still have the kids area that I believe the hammocks had before?
We don't. We filled that up, actually. Well, it was It was gone before we bought it. And then what we did is just filled it up with seating.
Okay.
So, but we've got the outside area that the Sunday mornings are Sunday fun days. It's fantastic. You know, people come in after church, they're eating lunch, mm-hmm. and the kids, especially when it's, well, the kids, even if it's not a nice day, they're out there, which is great. I mean, the outside area is great for them to hang out and be out there. So it's family friendly.
That, well, and I can say, you know, as a parent, I've got a 14-year-old and a 10-year-old that I love to come there, and because I enjoy having a glass of wine. But it's a place that I feel very comfortable bringing my kids to. You know, I don't feel like it's a bar atmosphere. The food is great, and the whole entire family can really enjoy themselves.
Right. So, that's the idea we want to keep for sure.
Absolutely. So family fun atmosphere, but with food and drinks for everybody there.
Right. Exactly.
Absolutely. Yep. So if they wanted to reach out to either you or Kirk or Cheryl about the events, how would they do that?
So we're... Probably emails the best, just themillfairhope.
Themillfairhope.
At Gmail.
Okay, so the email is themillfairhope@gmail.com.
Correct.
And you're also on Facebook under The Mill.
Yes.
And then you do have a website, which is themill.com, right?
Right. The Mill Fairhope.
Themillfairhope.com. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, I have enjoyed chatting with you guys today on our first Friday, Foodie Friday. And again, Kirk, thank you so much for talking with me, and thank you for moving to Fairhope and bringing Cheryl. You guys are fantastic. We love it.
We love being here. Thank you, and we really appreciate the time that you've taken to let us highlight The Mill.
Absolutely.
Very much so.
Well, yeah, thank you.
I mean, it's a great concept and a great asset for the city of Fairhope, and you know, just love having you guys. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Well, you guys, y'all stop in and say hello to Kirk and Cheryl at The Mill. And everybody have a great weekend and First Friday.
Thank you, Elodia. Thank you, Kirk. And thank you, Cheryl. Live music, good food, good beverages, and ice cream. Boy, it doesn't get much better than that. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Foodie Friday, brought to you by Fairhope Living Magazine on 1480 WABF. And I'm thinking I'm going to have to go over there and get me a cookie. I've been thinking about that ever since y'all started. I just can't fight this feeling anymore. Here's REO Speedwagon on 1480 WABF.